Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all don't know nothing about this. Get ready.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome to, excuse me. Welcome to Would You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori Malowitz, Hartford, Connecticut. I welcome you all in the name of Jesus. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give you glory and we give you honor, Father, on tonight. I would that you all, please, 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 hold on to your hats, hold on to your wigs, hold on to your seats, buckle up on tonight, because God has given me a word, and I was scared of it when he gave it to me, so I'm going to give it to you, just like he gave it to me, and hopefully what is said on tonight, it will spark something in us. It will change something in us. It will draw us closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We just thank and praise God for his mercy on tonight. That's what you should be saying before you hear this message. Just say to yourselves right now, thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. If you will, please grab your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Acts, the 12th chapter, verse 23. Acts, the 12th chapter, verse 23. Please grab your Bibles. You don't want to just take it for granted that I'm giving you something that is of God and it's not of God. I want to make sure that you're being fed properly. Whoever is bringing forth the word, that you looking it up yourself. You study it yourself. You don't take it for granted that because we got false prophets and false teachers among us, and they are rising up more and more and more every day. And so many are being led astray. So please grab your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 23. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Just have your way. Let your will be done to the listener, listening audience, oh God, and those, Lord God, that are, Lord God, are just hungry for change, oh God, and just want to know what you're saying, what your spirit is saying to us in this season, God. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, have your way. Have your way on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Let me do some house cleaning before I start. Kids, please. Y'all know I'm teaching, right? So please be quiet. Thank you. On tonight. The book of Acts, chapter 12 and 20. Verse 23, it reads, immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. My God. Tonight, we're going to talk about spiritual treason. Immediately, Herod did not give praise to God. An angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. Acts 12, 23, verse 23. How many of you know that we're about to leave 2020, and we're going into 2021? We already experienced madness. Something that we would never, ever, ever thought would happen in this lifetime that we're living in. 2020 was something else. And we're going into 2021 with it. And it's all for a reason. All for a reason. I trust God. I don't know about you. But if you're a child of God, you too to trust God and know that we are God's children and he has our backs. Spiritual treason in the church. Somebody say, in the church. Spiritual. We're not talking about treason outside of the church. We ain't talking about treason in a war, in the natural war, in the natural world, in the natural sense. We're talking about spiritual treason. Observation. You don't see that every day, or do we? Herod was struck down by God because he took the glory that belonged to God. Herod was pleased to be called like a god. This act showed what was really in his heart. It's interesting that God was not punishing him for killing James in 12 and 2 or arresting Peter with the intention of execution, 12 and 3. This was punishment, people of God, for high treason. High treason. What is treason? Treason is a crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. They were convicted of treason, the action of betraying someone or something. Oh, my God. You know, when I was studying this and God gave me this, because I'm doing this all naked and out of shame, and part two is coming tomorrow. So he had me, he said, I want you to do this on tonight on Would You Be Made Whole Now? Will you be made whole now? Will we all be made whole now? After I say this next thing that the Holy Spirit, we're all going to be guilty and we all need to repent. You know, one of the things the ultimate treason is, the ultimate treason in the body of Christ is doubt. Doubt is the ultimate treason against faith. My makaya bakushe ke talabasa. Andola bakushe se ke talabasa. Treason. Doubt is the ultimate treason against faith. How many times have we doubted God? Probably just today, just in the last hour, just in the last minute. How many times have we doubted everything that God has promised you and everything that God has said in his word? Faith. That is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what pleases God. And when we doubt God, we are committing the ultimate treason. Because when we doubt God, when we doubt, it is against God. The crime of murdering someone whom the murderer owed allegiance, such as a master or husband. And it is safe to say that we are murdering Christ Jesus all over again. We have nailed him to the tree, nailed him to the wall again. By our disobedience, by our doubts and our fears, by our negligence, by our murdering each other and killing each other with our mouths. We may not be killing one another with a gun or a knife, or we may not be coming against each other, but literally taking a knife and stabbing each other in the back as God's very own elect, his children, sisters and brothers. A crime of murdering someone to we who we owe allegiance to. Who is our allegiance to? Many of us act as Christian believers. In the time of every going on in the White House, everything that's going on with this COVID-19, I've never seen so many people that's supposed to have faith in God, have faith. Don't God. We're worse than the people in the world. I've seen our own walking in so much fear and doubt and frustration and worries and aggravations, and the world even began to know who God is, because most of us don't even know who God is. We have betrayed him. Our allegiance is to this world. Our allegiance has been to everything and everyone else but God. Spiritual treason in the church. What is the legal definition of treason? Treason is a rare but serious crime. A rare but a serious crime. Treason is defined as intentionally betraying one's allegiance by levying war against the government or giving aid or comfort to its enemy. People of God, we have been given aid or comfort to our enemies, to Satan, to those that oppose God. Many of us are on their side. Jesus, God Almighty. Spiritual treason every day in our hearts. We set ourselves up to be like God. We take credit for the things he is doing. We take credit for the gifts he has given us. We take the glory for what God could do, and that only God could do, and it makes us look magnificent to others. Treason, committing spiritual treason every day. We have set ourselves up to be like God. My. But it's like worms eating us on the inside. When we set ourselves up to look magnificent, pious, puffed up, arrogant, apostle this, bishop this, minister this, evangelist this, teacher this, and we still in all the glory for ourselves. We know we don't feel right. We know on the inside we don't feel right, but we're so prideful and puffed up that we are caught up and don't even know that we are committing treason against God, against the kingdom, against our government, his government. His government. We are killing ourselves spiritually as our pride and sinful nature is setting itself up against our relationship with God. Our spiritual treason results in spiritual decay. How many of our brothers and sisters, how many leaders have died? How many leaders have fallen? How many churches, even before COVID hit, how many churches were just shutting down? We need to acknowledge God, acknowledge him, repent, and confess, and give him our honest worship. Psalms 29:1-3 says, ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in splendor of holiness. As we confess our sins of spiritual treason, we confess our sinful nature that sets itself against you, God, each other, as we try to steal the glory that is due to God's name. We ask God to forgive us right now. Forgive us, God, for being so pious. Forgive us, God, for being so arrogant. Forgive us, God. This is that same wickedness that caused Adam and Eve to rebel in the garden. And we need to confess it and realize that you alone are God. You alone are worthy of praise and honor, God. You said no flesh shall glory in your presence. And we need to ask the Holy Spirit to quicken our spiritual senses to recognize our pride and to confess it. Our pride The same pride that got Satan kicked out of heaven. Because he was up in God's face committing spiritual treason, trying to steal God's glory. The gall of him, the nerve of him, beautiful as he was, intelligent, and try to set himself up to be God, to be like God. And that's us today. And God will not tolerate it anymore. God will not tolerate this treason against him, against his kingdom. Volatile creatures, Jesus Christ Almighty. Jesus Christ Almighty, help us. Mercy, God. We are committing spiritual treason. Prideful and arrogant. And the Spirit of God says, why are my people attacking one another? Why do we attack one another? God is saying, why are my people engaging in friendly fire? Friendly fire will not be tolerated by God. Just because we disagree with one another doesn't give us the right to murder that person with our words. The Bible said, thou shalt not murder. We will be held accountable for every word we speak against each other, against the leaders, leaders against the sheep, one another against each other. The Spirit of God is saying, why are my own people, my children, brothers and sisters, my own people attacking one another? Jealousy, murder, strife, arrogance, gossip, betrayalment. The religious, legalistic, and critical spirit. Religious, legalistic, and critical spirits that are on God's people are creating divisions and chaos. Divisions in the church, divided. Can we not see that we are being used, people of God, by the kingdom of darkness, aiding the enemy? How can we take an enemy that we are part of? How can we take on this enemy? How can we take on Satan? How can we take on his kingdom if we are part of it? Spiritual treason. We are part of the kingdom of darkness, operating in darkness instead of the light that God brought us out of. He brought us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Aiding the enemy. How, people of God? How can we take on this enemy? How can this change? How can we unify? How can the church come together? How can we love like God has commanded us to love? If we are being used by the kingdom of darkness, we are using God's written word as an intellectual weapon against each other. We are using God's written word as an intellectual weapon against each other. God's word. I know the flesh don't like it. I know that we are, the flesh is warring against the spirit right now. That's why the Bible said, watch as well as pray, because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Watch as well as pray that we will not fall into temptation. that we have failed, people of God. Failed God, failing God every day. Spiritual treason against the kingdom of light. Who or what are our allegiance? It cannot be to God. It cannot be to each other. We say we love God who we do not see. We say that we love God. Oh, I love God. We don't see him. And say, and how can we love our brothers who we do not see every day? No love amongst us. No unity. God's word, he said, you brood of vipers. You brood of vipers. My written word was meant to be wielded against the enemy, not the people of God, not each other. Repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You who commit spiritual treason. Do we think that we know God's written word? Because we know his written word, that we know him? He said, we confess with our mouths, but our hearts are far away. Far away from him. Our intellect, our so-called knowledge has created a spiritual arrogance. And our pride is separating us from God. The written word was alive in us. If the written word is alive in us, if his written word is alive in me and you, we would not use it to attack each other. Repent! I know it's tight, but it's right. The Spirit of God says, where is the sound of unity? Huh? The sound of unity. We would hear the sound of unity when we coming together, praying for one another, laughing together. Harmony, unity, oneness, same purpose, same mind, one accord. Do we hear the sound? Do I hear the sound of my brothers on the same page? Do I hear the sound of the pastors, the leaders? Are there more false prophets and more false leaders, more false teachers than there are real ones? People of God, how come we cannot hear the sound of unity? Unity is so far away from us, can't even hear an echo. And God is calling forth unity. He's coming back for one church. He's coming back for oneness. Spiritual treason. Sound of unity. Where is the mercy and the grace that God has shown us? God is saying, where is the mercy and grace that I have shown you and you and you and you and me? Why are we not showing it to each other, to others? Why has his love grown cold? Why have your love and your love and your love grown cold? People of God, we must begin to put our petty differences aside. God's love is unconditional. We must love each other deeply with a deep love, because love covers a multitude of sins, and God's mercy endures forever. The love, mercy, grace, and unity, that's what God is looking for. As we go forth in these next days as we fast and pray before 2021 comes in. This is what God is looking for. His love, his mercy, and his grace and unity. Nothing else. Days ahead, we must push back the forces of darkness so that God's gospel can go forth. So that people that are still in darkness will know the way. We are not showing it to each other. Our love has definitely grown cold. All these petty differences. Who's got the biggest church? Who's got the most money? Who's got the most members? You said this, and I said that, and this one said this, and this one fell, and laughing, and ha-ha, and hee-heeing, and gossiping and tearing one another down. This is what God is looking for. His love, mercy, grace, and unity. People, we must push back. Push, 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 push. Pray until something happens. Push back the forces of darkness. People out here are hurting. People are looking for hope. They're looking for help. And we are the ones that are supposed to be. Supposed to be. But instead, we are committing treason. We are on opposite sides. We are on the side of the enemy. These attributes are what's needed to be a part of God's army. God is looking for men and women for us to put our differences aside and come together in unity for his common cause and forwarding his kingdom work. His kingdom, not your kingdom. We don't have a kingdom. We do. If you have set up your kingdom, your own little kingdom, all these little kingdoms are coming down. Because there's only one kingdom. There's two, kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Spiritual treason. Army is making a great strides against the kingdom of darkness. His army. His army. Taking ground, holding ground. And this kingdom is unstoppable. Unstoppable. This is an unstoppable force in the days ahead, people. And God is calling for unity, unity, unity. God said, I'm calling to unify now. What? Now. Now, will you be made whole? We must stop this fighting and bickering, jealousies and envies, seditions and, oh God, Paul in his time, he had to come against the churches and come against them, had to warn the people and kept telling the people, and what are you doing? Why are you acting like this? Haven't you grown up yet? Whose side are you on? And they almost stoned the prophets then, and they're stoning us now. Those who would dare to stand up and speak the truth. Those who dare to stand up and preach the gospel truth. And call it what it is. And will not back down. Will not shut down. Will not play shut mouth. Band-aid and sugarcoating and putting crutches on this and that. And Spiritual treason. Our allegiance is to the kingdom of darkness. And God is saying, I'm calling forth my troops. I'm calling on my troops to unify right now. I know this is a lot to take in. I know that God has mandated me to sound the alarm, and some of you to sound the alarm, to speak the truth, because somebody has to. Because we have gone amok, gone astray, just spitting in God's face. You know what happened to people back then when they committed treason? They chopped their heads off. They murdered them. They killed their whole families off. They weren't allowed to live. As in Acts, the book of Acts, he said, Herod, what? They killed him. And the worms ate up his body. We don't hear much of this talking today. But people of God, we need to get back to fearing God. There is no fear, no reverential fear of God. Do what you want. Say what you want. Act any kind of old way. He didn't give us freedom to do whatever we want to do with it. Not to commit treason against him. No. We cannot continue to slap God in the face and act as if it's okay. I can sleep around. I can do whatever I want. I can lie. I can steal. I can cheat. I can serve God whenever I want. Today I believe you, God. Tomorrow I don't. I doubt you right now. In the next minute, maybe I believe. Maybe I don't. That is the ultimate treason. Doubt. Fear. Worrying. Do we believe God? But don't we? Do we believe that healing is ours? Do we believe that victory has already been won? Do we believe that God has got his own children? That we're covered under the blood? Devil cannot take us out unless God allows him to. Spiritual treason. People of God, it's time to repent. It's time to say, God, look, I'm sorry. I have set myself up to be pious, important. I have set myself. I done gave my name. I done went online and got me a title and paid for it, and I done set my own little church up, and you ain't called me to none of it. I done set myself to be this important apostle this and apostle that, and I have become untouchable. I lie on this pastor and lie on that pastor, and I think I'm better, and I preach better, and I teach better, and this one sitting over there is less than, who she thinks she is, or who he thinks he is. Apostle who? Who made her or him an apostle? Spiritual treason. I know it's a hard pill, but we're going to be hearing more and more and more and more messages like these, because it's time for the church to come together in unity and stop this foolishness. I know why I was mistreated when I got delivered from drugs, and God started raising me up, and the Holy Spirit started dealing with me, and I'm wondering, oh God, why I gotta go through this? Why they hate me? Why they lying on me? Why they betraying me, God? Why this? Why that, God? Why am I, it's so hard, God? I see why now. For such a time as this, where the enemy thought he had me and wanted to kill me, God said, no, this is my servant, and I will use her mouth, and I will use her for such a time as this to help bring my people together in unity and love. Because I'm not scared. I'm not scared to speak the truth. I'm not scared to say what thus saith the Lord. And right now he's saying, repent. Many of you, us, have committed treason against him. And he's not taking kindly to it. And he's going to act. Some already feeling it. Some is already gone. And some more will be gone. In Jesus' name. I'm done. The Lord said, I'm done. And I'm done. Spiritual treason. People of God. Maybe in some kind of way. We don't know where we have committed treason against God. He will show you. Just allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. Because we must unify. We must come together. Amen. The lines are open.
Amen. Amen. The lines are open. But I would say this. It's so good. Stop running, Minister Terry. Because when I say this, she's going to do a triple somersault and everything else. But it's great when you hear a word and say, that's not me. I'm not in a treason factor. I'm not treating God that way. And one thing
Thank
about
you.
The network is that I can profess to the ones that I know come weekly to this broadcast and every other broadcast that we're moving to
yes.
that next level of having God move in us, that we're accountable to him.
Yes,
and
Lord.
If you are out there tonight and you say, wow, that was an awakening call. Those are just things you need to ask God to forgive you for. Anytime you hear a message and it feels like they're talking to me, we are. It is directed
yes.
at you, but it's not to condemn you. It's to encourage you that all you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, set me free.
Did.
And then make
yes.
the commitment that you won't go back again.
Yes.
Because I'm listening to the whole word. Every time she got to saying, oh, that used to be me. I'm glad it ain't me no more. There's nothing
yes.
wrong with remembering where you came from. But there is a celebration to stand today.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I just felt about the whole line start running. It's a celebration to know that you're not that person anymore.
Hallelujah.
And we got to stop being so soft. Every message that is meant to touch somebody that needs to hear a word of fire does not make you wrong unless you're wrong. Now, if you sit up there and say, oh, that's too mean, that's too rough, that's too this, then there must be something wrong in your life. But if you
can
confidently stand there and say, that used to be me. Gracious God, that's not me no more. Let me pray for that person that this word is touching. Let me stand in agreement for that person that's feeling condemnation. No, there is no condemnation. And
right.
God is no respecter of person. But there is a word, and without the word, you cannot receive change. We've been talking about the bread, the seed, the sword, and the water, which is the word. How do we make it happen? If you don't get the truth can't set you free.
Hallelujah.
But it's a good time when you can sit back and say, ooh, that used to be me. That ain't me no more.
Come on.
My God. Now, I don't do that no more. No, I'm not committing treason. I'm not, I didn't go AWOL. I didn't desert. But what I'm doing is I'm doing what I've been called to do. And I can testify today that if I did it, you can do it.
Ah, yes, Lord.
But you better know you need a wake-up call. You need something to shake you and say, wait a minute, is that me? That me? It probably is you. And I say this when I'm preaching all the time. If I stepped on your toe, don't get mad at me. You should have got your foot out the way.
Come on, Patsy.
Shabbat. Minister Terry, come on in. Will you be made whole now?
Will you be made whole now? Praise God, my beautiful sister, Prophetess Lori Patsy, and all the listeners.
Praise God.
I mean, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. You know, from this morning, what was the word? Remove doubt. Oh, my God. Confirmation. And tonight, what's the word? Remove doubt. My God, you know what? Prophetess Lori and Pastor, his message was strong this morning, too. And, you know, but
God.
It's the same. The truth hurts. You know, when your mom and parents raised up as God raises us, like you said, that's how he gave it to you. When our parents disciplined us and they disciplined us to get the truth hurts, but the truth is what's going to make us free. Because
yes,
we keep
Lord.
On hoarding all this thing, but you both have been just this word removed out. And like right now in this time, who you going to trust? Oh, my God, I'm just excited over here. Because, you know, I love what you said, too. We love God, which we haven't seen. And some of them haven't even talked to him. Some of us, we have to talk to him. He's our Father. But we won't love our neighbors and our each other as he has commanded. Yes, and who he has commanded us to do. This is like the end of 2020 crossing over. Always praise God because he wants just unity. Unity,
yes,
like you said, treason. Treason is belief, spiritual treason. I always say if we're operating in that flesh, some spiritual treason going on. Because you know the flesh is not nice. But
You said that, Minister Terry. What the Word of God says in Romans 8, it said the flesh is hostile against God.
Hostile.
So carnality in itself is treason against God. If you're walking in carnality and not walking in the spirit, your flesh, and you in your flesh, that is treason against God. He said,
the flesh
is hostile against me, is carnal against me, and I hate it.
Ooh, Jesus.
God said that.
Yep, it is. Yep, you know, but I love what you said when you started off. You said it's going to come, but you got to give it to you the way God gave it to you.
Yes.
And you know, though,
that's
I always
right.
say
that's right. You better give it the way he gave it to you because
you,
the word
right.
he gives you is just for you.
That's right.
He wants it.
And notice, our listeners, I want you to notice, listeners, that just because this ain't you no more don't mean there still ain't people operating like that.
That's right.
Well, there is. Run around and say, well, I used to be like that. Do you know how many people that we let get by without telling them the word of truth? That's what unity is about. Unity ain't about you coming to hang with me. Unity ain't
That's
about
right.
me and you liking each other. Unity is about us doing the work of God. Oh, I was preaching this morning. See, when you remove doubt, that means he calls you friends.
Yep.
And he said, if you do what I command you, anything you ask, you can have.
Yeah. Removed doubt.
You got to follow the command. The command.
That's right.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hey, man, look, we got 7 minutes. Is there anybody else out there that wants to dial in? Get in this conversation, you better dial one now. Go ahead, give a shout out to the prophetess. You may be on this call and you don't even know why you're here, but you heard some word tonight that's making you want to change your life. Guess what? You can change it right now. guess what? You can even be just like me right now. Now, it's going to take you a little time
right
to get
now.
Some maturity and some learning and things like that. But guess what? You'll be just like me, a child of God that you become to serve. And all you got to say is, Lord, I messed up. I didn't get it right. I listened to myself, but now I want to listen to you. I confess
That's
with my
right.
mouth. I believe in my heart that you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. And from this point forward, I will serve you. You just like me. Then that gives you the
right.
motivation to do better. Study more. Pray more. Love more. Serve more.
Okay.
And if you need help, get in touch with us. You could dial one now. We got a green room. We could talk to you individually, or you can, wherever you are, I guarantee you, I know somebody in your state that I can connect you with a Bible-based ministry that will give you everything you need to start now. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody chilling.
Amen.
It's Friday night. They got a word, and that's a word that went forward. Go ahead and pray us out of here, prophetess.
Yes, Lord. I just want to say this, you know, yes, the word, they seem harsh sometimes, but that's the way it has to be because God loves us so much and he disciplines his own. He's talking to his own and it's okay. Yes, I used to be there too, all prideful and puffed up and, you know, and doubting and walking in fear, all those things. No, God wants us to come together in unity and that's what he's calling for us, people of God. And you say, well, I ain't coming up in that church. I'm a backslider. I left because of this and that. No, he's holding you accountable. You accountable to being faithful to him, not people. It's one thing we have to get delivered from, too, is people. He's holding you accountable to have that relationship with him. Okay? And so we just thank and praise God on tonight that we are not treasoners. Say, I'm not a treasoner. I'm not a treasoner. So I love God. I love God's people. And I want unity just like God wants unity. I want to come together. I want to be together as the body of Christ, serving one another, praying for one another, loving one another, helping one another, lifting each other up, caring about one another, showing mercy and grace and love, and walking in unity. So Father, we thank you. Help us, Lord God, to do better. Help us where we're weak. We know that you are strong. Father, there's someone out there, Lord God, that won't dial the number one, God, won't get in. But, Lord God, they're guilty. Guilty. Shameful. The enemy has brought them into condemnation, God. Lord, we know that when we hear a word like this, when you're chastising your children, God, it is to not to condemn us, God, not for us to walk in condemnation, but you're convicting us to come back to you, God, to come back, Lord God, to fall on our faces and repent and ask Father to just help us to do right. And Lord God, if there's condemnation, then we know that we are in the kingdom of darkness and we continue to commit spiritual treason against you, God, because condemnation is against you, God. And Father, we thank you and we honor you. Help us, God. We don't want to be victims of darkness, God. We don't want to be, Lord God, out of your light. But we want to be in your light, God, where we can see and we can walk clearly, God, and walk, Lord God, with our heads held high and confident, knowing, God, that we are not against you. We are with you and for you and your people, walking together in unity and harmony in one accord. And love, God. In Jesus' name, we praise you, we honor you, and we glorify your holy and your matchless name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. I love you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God, move right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't care where you are, you better shout hallelujah.
Glory God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody tonight needs a breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody tonight needs a breakthrough. Oh, who? Somebody needs a breakthrough.
Thank you, God.
Put my name on it.
Yeah.
Put my name on it.
Have your way, God.
Ooh, put my name on it.
Thank you, Lord. Have your way.
The precious Lamb of God.
Thank you, God.
Those that have saved, I see the faithful sick. That have stayed here and prayed with me. Your requests have been heard from God. The deliverer is sitting next to you right now.
Thank you,
God. The transformer is right outside your door right now. The increase is in your pocket already. You just need to open it up and say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do, and what you've already finished. And move in that new position. Move in that new authority. Move in that new move of God because of your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen. I love you guys.
Love you all.
Love you more.
Thank you, Father.
Love you more. Love you more. Love you more. Love you more.
Yeah, love you more. Love you more.
Y'all don't want to have no love fight. I'll beat y'all up. Bye.